About a year ago, Bass Beats Every Now and Then launched. In our first episode, we talked about a different version of the song Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, rearranged by Johnny Cash. Some people thought the Man in Black sang it first. We also talked about Måneskin, who attained fame with their cover of Beggin', done by the Four Seasons in 67. Now, the Italian rock band headlines shows all over the world. Nearly 6 million impressions and 1,100 downloads later, here we are at episode 18. Thanks to you. When we began, our goal was to discuss bands who played well-known songs in a new way. That's why we call it Every Now and Then. For example, in episode 1, Devo performed a different version of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. Sometimes we came across remakes by famous bands with versions of songs not as well known as some others, yet unforgotten. The example we share on my blog, bassbeat.net, highlights Pearl Jam singing Last Kiss. Goes to show an artist's knowledge or respect for music now and then holds no boundaries. There is no comparison to today's sound. Granted, up-to-date equipment in this digital era will enhance almost anything. Yet sheer talent overrides all of that. The song was first sung by Wayne Cochran in 1961. Although it wasn't very popular initially, he tried again in 1963 after re-recording it, but it became a hit only when the Cavaliers covered it, reached number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100. Other bands, including Pearl Jam, have performed their own versions of the song with some success. I'd be curious to know if Eddie Vedder heard Cochran's version or not. Something tells me if you weren't around or aware of music in the 60s, you might think Pearl Jam's version was the original. So what's new? The Black Keys have achieved their 8th number 1 song on Billboard's Adult Alternative Airplay. Beautiful People Stay High after just a few weeks. It is the fastest rise to number 1 since The Beatles' Now and Then from a few months back. The Black Keys' Lonely Boy was their first number 1 around 13 years ago. With the latest achievement, they now share the 5th spot for the most number 1 songs in the chart's history, which began in 1996, tying with Death Cab for Cutie and John Mayer. U2 holds the record with 14. Linkin Park will release a special album called Paper Cuts Singles Collection, featuring 20 of their most popular songs over the years. It's available April 12th. One of the previously unreleased tracks features the late Chester Bennington, who passed in 2017. The song Friendly Fire, online since February 23rd, has got more than 5 million views and counting to date. I imagine you need an overwhelming amount of confidence to cover classic songs. Every now and then, we've heard some interesting takes. Johnny Cash, Devo, even Dolly Parton covers some of the biggest and best on her latest album. Jack White is not afraid to sing Jolene and not change the woman-to-woman lyrics. Every once in a while, more often than not, you'll be streaming a show you like and hear some of your favorite songs flipped into something new, sometimes by a band or two you've never heard of. Such is not the case with Pearl Jam's cover of Hide Your Love Away. My lovely producer, Jennifer, wanted to make sure that this audience knew that was a Beatles song and that I shouldn't take this younger generation who may be listening for granted. She ran it by her son, now in his early 30s, as an example, and he was not aware of the song by title. Point taken. There is no doubt the Beatles had a tremendous impact on music. I remember my first purchase, I Want to Hold Your Hand, a 45 with an A and a B side. We needed a spindle to play it on our simple record players. The song on the flip side was This Boy, which to me really showcased their talent. At first, I thought the Beatles might be a short-term sensation. During their run spanning about 8 years, they kept amazing us with albums like Sgt. Pepper's and the White Album, encompassing a sound very different from Twist and Shout, Revolution, She Loves You, Yeah. I've played their early hits over and over again, many times daily, easily tens of thousands of spins during my career. As I got older and moved away from radio, I grew a bit tired of the Beatles' early stuff like the ones I mentioned. I once turned to my nephew, now a producer, while shopping in Wiscasset, as one of these tunes came up in the store and said, "Tired." I can say the same for Stairway to Heaven or Freebird. As a former program director of a few successful radio stations, I plead guilty to the repetition. We hear a good song, composed well, and believe our audience wants to hear it over and over again. It's effective because many of our listeners hung around for 20-minute increments several times during the course of a day. So we made sure you heard the hits until somebody screamed uncle, then we did it again. Under the right circumstances, it was successful. These days, I'd rather hear timeless tracks featuring a guest guitarist in the background, written by the unknown or underestimated Beatle. Check out bassbeat.net and listen for Eric Clapton playing lead on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Let's zoom in on three classics from three well-known artists and one intense grunge band called Blacktop Mojo. The latter not quite a household name, but good at flipping versions of well-known songs. The one they covered from the 1970s is a touching tune that was made during a difficult period about heartbreak. The person who wrote it did an excellent job, despite coming from an album that was quite popular in 77 with a band whose members had their own personal problems at the time. Interestingly, the song is about the writer's former partner. This person not only heard the song, but also helped to record it and performed it live with the band, fully aware it was about their past relationship. Despite the awkward situation, it became one of the group's most successful songs. The writer, Stevie Nicks, the target, Lindsey Buckingham, the group, Fleetwood Mac, and the song, Rumors. Buckingham also wrote a song about Stevie, which made the cut and was a comeback to her, Go Your Own Way. In 1973, Steveland Hardaway Morris, who is really talented, had a burst of creativity and came up with a fantastic song. The version on the album is a bit longer than the one most radio stations played, except for the cool ones, who featured the full album versions. He played all the instruments himself, and it became a hit. Later on, a band chose this song for their album Mother's Milk, and it was the first single they released. Red Hot Chili Peppers put their spin on Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. There is a YouTube video, by the way, which features Stevie live and a guest appearance by Sting. Together, they mix Roxanne into Higher Ground without missing a bassbeat.net. What began as scribbles on paper turns out to be involved in court recently. Throughout this hearing, terms like borrowed, stolen, used to profit, and outright lies are mentioned. You can see exactly what the writer experienced when listening to this song. I would say this absolute classic is a signature moment identified by its first note. Don Felder supplied the 12-string guitar and riff. Henley wrote the lyrics to the classic Hotel California. Not many have covered this song, and I'm grateful. When you listen to it, you can see the words come to life. Here's an update.
An unusual criminal trial is set to open over handwritten lyrics to Eagles hits like Hotel California. Rare book dealer Glenn Horowitz, former Rock Hall curator Greg Insurardi, and memorable seller Edward Kozinski face charges. The documents included draft lyrics for Hotel California and other album songs. Don Henley reported the lyrics stolen after noticing them for auction and buying some back. The defendants are accused of scheming to thwart Henley's efforts to reclaim the documents. They indicated last week they will forego a jury trial so the judge will decide the verdict. The trial concerns the alleged theft of over 80 pages of draft Eagle lyrics from the 1970s.
For all things money, visit Benzinga.com.
Be sure to look up the blog bassbeat.net, open episode 18, and let me know what you think by sending me a note available at the bottom of the page. Thanks to producers Derek and Kathleen, my family and friends in Lewiston, Maine, Jennifer and Roxy here at home. I am Gary LaFrance, and you have found Bass Beats Every Now and Then, a.k.a. ENT.